from KQED.
Today, the board of the Los Angeles Unified School District votes on whether to press the state for changes in the parent trigger law. Of the five times the law has been engaged in California, three were in the LAUSD, leading at least one board member to suggest tweaks to the way parent trigger works in Los Angeles. KPCC's Adolfo Guzman-Lopez has more.
Under the parent trigger law, when a majority of parents signs a petition, those parents get to decide how to restructure a school where test scores fall far below the state average. Reforms can include removing the principal, asking a charter school company to run the campus, or making other changes. But LA school board member Steve Zimmer believes the process is flawed.
I'm concerned that everybody has access to accurate information. I'm concerned that everybody gets to participate in the process. And I'm concerned that we are focusing on the schools that objectively need this type of transformation the most.
Zimmer's resolution, which comes before the full board today, would ask state legislators to change the law and give all parents at the school a say in the transformation method. The proposal also requires unbiased information presented at a school community meeting and to the local school board members before they vote on a parent petition. The nonprofit group Parent Revolution has been involved in promoting parent trigger petitions. The group's deputy director, Gabe Rose, doesn't have a problem with Zimmer's plan, but says parents have had a hard time implementing the law.
But we can't be supportive of it unless it addresses the actual biggest problem, which is the continued harassment and intimidation of parents who are standing up sharp, organize and fight for their kids.
University of Southern California education researcher Julie Marsh says the Zimmer proposal signals that the law is going through a shakeout period.
The fact that you can get the majority of parents to sign something that could actually change how the school operates or who is operating it is pretty revolutionary.
Marsh says that while several other states have parent trigger laws, California is at the forefront of figuring out how much power to give parents. For the California Report, I'm Adolfo Guzman-Lopez in Los Angeles.